This episode, Honda is going to stop making lawnmowers. Well, we just got an announcement in the news that the Honda Corporation is going to announce it's no longer will be making lawnmowers. We thought we'd have a discussion about the Honda lawnmower. Welcome to the Handyman Pros Radio Show, home improvement and maintenance tips from the pros. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Handyman Pros Radio Show, where our goal is to help save you time, money, and aggravation on your home maintenance and repair. This edition's entitled, Honda is Ceasing Production of Its Lawnmower Line. To help me explain, I'm here with the Lawn Mowing King. That would be John Singer.
The lawn mowing.
When is the last time you cut the lawn, John? That's what I want.
Just the other day, actually. At this time of year, I use a, just go out with the mower to get the grind up the leaves. But I know you wanted to bring this out. I think about a month ago this thing came out. But go ahead and Larry, I think you had a good point here that that Honda's gonna, as good as their products are.
Yeah. I've personally owned two Honda lawnmowers over the last 25 years. So the latest one I have is 12 and a half years old, and I have to admit, they are expensive on the front side, but brother, they are a super good lawnmower and they last, forever. Yeah. And I buy the ones with the Xena or the plastic, the plastic or composite decks, and really honestly, they can't beat that Honda engine in any way whatsoever. Right, John? I mean, they're in everything.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had an engine problem with any of these. I change the oil every once in a while and keep oil in them, and they just run and run and run and run and run. And I've had no issues with the composite deck and, blades. We've had to sharpen blades and
sure.
do the mulching thing,
sure.
but that's basic maintenance. All in all, they're tremendous lawnmowers. And I guess the reason that this one struck me is I really wanted to bring it out just so people understand they're going to stop making them. And if you're thinking about buying a really good lawnmower coming up in the future, what is it, John? They're gonna cease production, and I think it's September of 2023.
Yeah, I saw that they're gonna be probably I think they'll be over by the 2024. I think is the end of the inventory.
Something into that effect. Mm-hmm. So the thing is that that's only, 9 or 10 months away, or a little bit over a year, I guess, at this point. So if you're thinking about buying a new lawnmower and you want to buy a really good one that's going to last you at least 10 years, and I don't believe parts are going to be an issue, because honestly, I've replaced – the only thing I've replaced on my lawnmowers, there's been two things I've replaced. The pole starting rope, mm-hmm. which is a piece of eighth-inch rope, mm-hmm. right? And I have replaced the lawnmower blades. But that's because I basically am really rough.
Yeah, that's not very specific to just that lawnmower. But
– no. No.
But the thing will run forever. They'll have parts. I don't doubt that the parts and everything will still be around. But I think you're on point here. If you want a nice push lawnmower, that's a good one. And if you're thinking about getting one, you might want to take a look at that. Accelerate the plan a little bit and get it now. So, kind of hate to see those things go, but I'm sure they're getting pressured from a couple different sides here.
The article that I read didn't really give any real details other than they're kind of doing the hokey pokey with the plants, meaning they're changing the lawnmower plant production over to, I think it was all-terrain vehicle production, and they're moving it, and that production is being moved from a different plant into that plant, and then that plant's going to make like side-by-sides or something like that. So it kind of looks like they're realigning the production, asset facilities, and past that, the article I read anyway didn't have any more details than that. So it's hard to say exactly why, but at the end of the day, it's the end of an era. I don't know how long they've been producing lawnmowers, but it's been a long time. I mean, it's been more than 25 years because I've had one for that long. So anyway, with that, I don't know. Anything else on this one, Johnny?
No, it's just a short little show here that, we just wanted to bring that out because you're right. It's the end of end of an era.
And if you want one, like I say, they last really long time. And so, you know, it's money well spent if you're into that. And they are self-propelled and all that stuff. So there's, you know, they're not it's not a true push mower. It's a self-propelled lawnmower. Anyway, be that as may. You know, I was sitting in the truck the other day, and Allie was talking to me. You know, Allie N, my partner.
Oh, yeah. I saw it just the other day.
Yeah, so Allie was just telling me, she says she's really upset about the Honda lawnmowers because she kind of had this bond with my lawnmower. You know, she's like, it's kind of the R2-D2 kind of, you know, thing. And the next thing I know, you know, this spaceship comes out. It lands in my yard, John. It took my damn lawnmower.
The next thing you know, you're in a straitjacket. So, okay. All right, Larry, take it away. We'll see you, folks. Thanks for listening.
All right, folks. We hope you enjoy the show. If you have any questions, give us an email, questions@handymanprosradioshow.com, or send us a message at handymanprosradioshow@gmail.com. We're also out there on Facebook at Handyman Pros. We've got a group out there. We've got a Facebook page. We got all kinds of stuff. Get a hold of us. Shoot, give us a phone call. I'll give Johnny's phone number out there, but I know all the women in the world would start calling him, so I won't do that. But anyway, with that, we'll see you next week on the Handyman Pros Radio Show.